This Day with God, February 14, page 53. Co-laborers with God, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, 1 Corinthians 3:9. Encourage the hearts of those for whom Christ has given his life. Lead them to understand that they are not to depend upon their surroundings for their Christian experience. It will cost you an effort to make them realize their responsibility to become laborers together with God. But consider that Christ, during the years of his earthly ministry, toiled all day and often without success. Urge upon souls the eternal loss that all must sustain who refuse to give heart and mind and soul unreservedly to Christ. Every day passed in which Christ is refused admittance to the soul is a day lost. Then show those for whom you labor how much is to be gained by surrender to God. Prayer gives to the worker for God spiritual strength to renew the conflict. Here is the source of your greatest strength. God is represented as bending from his place in heaven, watching with living interest those who labor for him, and wishing to impart his grace to those who supplicate his throne. Never forget that you are laborers together with God and that it is your privilege to be constantly shielded by his grace. Christ is watching with interest every reformatory movement carried forward in the earth. He calls upon everyone who has named his name to be converted daily, that he may work intelligently in his cause under the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit. It is the purpose of God that his people shall be a sanctified, purified, holy people, communicating light to all around them. But only as they keep the standard uplifted, only as they reveal that the truth they profess to believe is able to influence them for righteousness and to sustain their spiritual life, only as they make the principles of truth a part of their daily lives, can they be a praise and honor to God in the earth. It is the privilege of every Christian to receive grace to enable him to stand firmly for the principles of righteousness in the service of God. Letter 8, February 14, 1912, to S.N. Haskell.